News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Patikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The new coronavirus outbreak can now be characterized as a pandemic, the head of the World Health Organization said on Wednesday. WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said he was alarmed by the spread and severity of the outbreak along with a lack of action taken to combat it. We are deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic, he told a news conference in Geneva, adding that he expected the number of cases and deaths to grow in the coming days and weeks. We have never before seen a pandemic sparked by a coronavirus, he said. India, meanwhile, on Wednesday announced it would suspend most tourist visas except a few categories such as diplomatic and employment till April 15 in a bid to contain the spread of coronavirus. The suspension will come into effect from 12 p.m. GMT on March 13 at the port of departure. It was not clear if the ban would include short-term business visas, though the advisory from the government said anyone with a compelling reason to travel to the country could contact their nearest Indian mission. It also urged Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel abroad. In one of the most far-reaching advisories since the outbreak began in late December, with 10 new cases being reported on Wednesday, the total number of patients in India has risen to 60. However, as per state health officials, the number of confirmed cases may be up to 65. Among the fresh cases reported, 8 were from Kerala and 1 each from Delhi and Rajasthan since Tuesday, said the Union Health Ministry, giving a state-wise breakup which included 5 in Delhi, 9 in Uttar Pradesh, 4 in Karnataka and 2 in Ladakh. While the ministry maintained there are 2 confirmed cases of the infection in Maharashtra, the state health officials put the number at 7. Rajasthan, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab have reported 1 case each, said the ministry, adding Kerala has till now reported 17 cases, including the 3 patients who were discharged last month following recovery. The total number of 60 confirmed cases includes 16 Italian tourists, the ministry said. India has also closed its border with neighbouring Myanmar to counter the coronavirus outbreak, as countries across South Asia reported a rise in cases on Wednesday. No cases have so far been confirmed in Myanmar. As a precautionary measure to prevent transmission of coronavirus COVID-19, the international border with Myanmar has been closed until further orders, said Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh in a tweet on Tuesday. The northeastern state shares a border with Myanmar. The coronavirus, which emerged in China in December, has spread around the world, halting industry, bringing flights to a standstill, closing schools and forcing the postponement of sporting events and concerts. The WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern, its highest level of alarm, on January 30, when there were fewer than 100 cases of COVID-19 outside China and 8 cases of human-to-human transmission of the disease. Now there are more than 118,000 cases in 114 countries, and 4,291 people have died, Tedros said, with the numbers expected to climb. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Wednesday praised the Delhi police's role in the communal violence in the national capital last month, saying they did a great job in containing the riots to a few pockets of northeast Delhi and in bringing the situation under control in 36 hours. The police had come under criticism for their alleged inaction during the riots from February 24 to 26. Replying to a discussion in the Lok Sabha on Wednesday on the Delhi riots, Shah said, "Prima facie, the violence appears to be a pre-planned conspiracy." He said no incident of rioting was reported after February 25 and that a special facial recognition system was being used to analyze video footage and identify the rioters. The BJP leader said initial investigations had found that 300 rioters had come to northeast Delhi from outside. "I'm not undermining what happened in those 36 hours, but I would like to praise the Delhi police for bringing the situation under control in 36 hours and for preventing it from spreading further, Shah said, adding that enough police and paramilitary forces had been rushed to the affected areas soon after the first reports of violence were received on February 24 at 2 p.m. until the last distress call was made on February 25 at 11 p.m. Shah expressed sorrow for the families of those who died in the recent violence which has claimed the lives of more than 50 people. Vowing not to spare anyone involved in the riots, irrespective of their religion, caste or party affiliation, Shah said it will be a lesson for the country on what befalls those who indulge in rioting. Giving details of the casualties due to riots, Shah said 52 Indians lost their lives during the violence. Unlike the opposition, Shah said he does not want to name how many Hindus or Muslims died. I won't give figures in Hindu-Muslim. 52 Indians have died, 526 Indians have been injured, shops of 371 Indians were set ablaze and houses of 142 Indians were burned, he said. While Shah was speaking, the Congress walked out in protest. Former movie producer Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison on Wednesday following his sexual assault and rape conviction last month in a case hailed as a victory for the Me Too movement against sexual misconduct. The sentence was handed down in Manhattan Criminal Court by Justice James Burke, who presided over Weinstein's trial. A jury on February 24 found Weinstein, 67, guilty of sexually assaulting former production assistant Mimi Haley and raping former aspiring actress Jessica Mann. Once one of Hollywood's most influential producers, Weinstein had faced the possibility of maximum sentence of 29 years in prison. During the sentencing hearing, prosecutor Joan Eluzzi asked Burke to impose 25 years or near 25 years in prison for his conviction on a charge of criminal sexual act in the first degree involving Haley and to impose a consecutive sentence for the third degree rape conviction involving Mann. That charge called for up to 4 years in prison, but the prosecution made no specific request. Weinstein, wearing a suit, and the six women who testified against Weinstein were in court for the proceedings. In an emotional statement in court, Haley spoke of the trauma she had endured since the attack, saying, "It scarred me deeply, mentally and emotionally, perhaps irreparably, perhaps forever." Prosecutors in court filings last week said the sentence should reflect not only the crimes of which he was convicted, but a lifetime of abuse towards others. More than 100 women, including famous actresses, have accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct stretching back decades, fueling the Me Too movement against sexual abuse and harassment. Weinstein has denied the allegations and said that any sex was consensual. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.